Hello again, and here we are on the second Sunday of Easter, Low Sunday, after the great Sunday of Easter itself, the resurrection. And it is the concluding day of the Easter octave. It's also Divine Mercy Sunday. What a marvelous confluence of feasts for us to relish. The revelations of and about God's mercy that our Lord Jesus gave to Saint Faustina, as you know, have been approved by the Church. Not every private revelation is approved by the Church. Some, like also Fatima and Lourdes, are approved. Some are not approved but not condemned. And then a small number are condemned. So we do well to pay attention to this one in particular, because it has been approved by the Church, so much so that it has led to the institution of this Sunday of Divine Mercy. The message of Divine Mercy Sunday is both simple and profound. Indeed, I would say it's life-changing. It's also deeply biblical and steeped in our Catholic tradition. Even though the feast of this Sunday was only instituted in the Jubilee year of 2000. The very simple message of Divine Mercy Sunday is that God loves us, all of us, and he wants us to recognize that his mercy is greater than our sins, so that we can call upon him with trust. Receive his mercy and let his mercy flow through us to others, so that all souls may come to share his joy. Yet it's not something imposed upon this second Sunday of Easter. In answering the request of our Lord to institute this great feast of mercy on Low Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, St. John Paul II, at the canonization of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska in 2000, noted how the theme of Divine Mercy was already present in the sacred liturgy and the sacred scripture of that day. Divine Mercy is the reason why we humans can face up to our sin and accept full responsibility for them. Precisely because God is merciful, we can entrust ourselves wholly to him, faults and all. We can accept whatever discipline he deems just, and we can own our mistakes with the hope of redemption. Divine mercy does not mean that we can't be blamed or held accountable by God or by others. God's mercy is the very reason why we can accept blame and surrender ourselves trustingly to divine judgment. The whole treasury of divine mercy has been won for humanity by the passion and death of Christ. He is the one who has bridged the immense chasm that existed between God and the human race after the first sin and rebellion of Adam and Eve. Because Jesus was God as well as man, innocent and without sin, the merits of his sacrifice are infinite. And so, the treasury of divine mercy, given to the Church to administer to souls, is infinite. One part of this infinite treasury of mercy that many do not know about is the apostolic pardon provided in the last rites administered to the dying. This is worthwhile to know about so that you can call a priest to the bedside of a dying loved one, or that you can make known to your children that they must do this for you when your time comes. It is better that the dying one is still conscious because the beginning of the last rite should involve the sacrament of confession, and this can only happen if the person can speak, or at least make an indication or response to the priest. If the person is unconscious, then it has to be assumed that they can hear what is being said and make an inner movement of the heart in sorrow and contrition for sins. But in this case, the apostolic pardon is conditional. The words of the apostolic pardon say exactly what it is and how it dispenses divine mercy. Listen to them. These are the key parts. The priest says, "Now, in virtue of the faculty given to me by the apostolic see, I grant you a plenary indulgence and a full remission of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through the sacred mysteries of man's redemption, may God Almighty free you, both in this life and in the next, from all the penalties he would have exacted from you for your sins. May he open the gates of paradise to you and lead you in to enjoy unending happiness." That is the amazing power and effect of divine mercy. The soul who receives this is ready to enter heaven upon death. There is no eternal torment of hell and no time of purification in purgatory. Wouldn't you want that? I certainly do. With such assurances as this and the other powerful messages of divine mercy, let us have no fear to draw near to Christ our Saviour, no matter what the weight or the extent of our sins. The Lord is truly risen. He is risen indeed, and he is the source of divine mercy. May he be praised. Alleluia.